So, imagine you are holding like a handful of dry sand.
Right. And if you squeeze your fist shut in a panic, it just shoots out everywhere between your fingers.
Exactly. And you know, neuroscientists are actually finding that your brain does the exact same thing with your finances. So we are jumping into today's deep dive to prepare you for the final stretch of week 14.
Yeah, looking at a deeply counterintuitive law today. Money is like sand. Holding it tightly will result in losing most of it. Holding it loosely is the way to abundance.
It sounds like a philosophical riddle almost, but as a psychology professor, I see the behavioral fallout of this all the time.
And there is hard neurological truth to it, too. Today is a lighter day for you. It's meant to lock in all this mental work by writing your Module 14 long-term code.
Right, which is essentially giving your brain a totally new operating system.
Yeah. And since we've been going through this material right alongside you, we thought we would share how we're actually programming our own neural pathways today.
Let's jump right in then. For my own mental code, I actually wrote down, I want to become wealthy so I can be charitable and impact the lives of other people for the better, because that is what wealthy people do.
Oh, wow. Okay. That is a really interesting angle. Why anchor your personal wealth directly to charity like that?
Well, mainly because of the immense cognitive dissonance most of us carry around. In psychology, we constantly see what I call this Scrooge McDuck syndrome.
Right, the old duck diving into a giant pool of gold coins.
Yes, exactly. I mean, from childhood, society drills into us that being a good person means being selfless, but it simultaneously paints rich people as these greedy
So
villains.
your subconscious just automatically links wealth with being the bad guy.
Yeah, and if it believes that, it will actively sabotage your success. You'll like miss deadlines, you'll bomb negotiations.
Anything to avoid becoming the villain.
Exactly. But by reframing wealth as a tool for giving, you eliminate that friction. Wealth isn't, a pie with limited slices that you steal from others. It is a garden you cultivate so you can give away the harvest.
I love that garden analogy. It actually ties perfectly into the distill point I selected for my own list.
Oh, which one did you pick?
I went with, if you believe money is scarce, you will act in ways that keep you poor.
Ah, the scarcity mindset.
Yeah, because as a neuroscientist, I look at how viewing resources as scarce, gripping that sand too tightly, literally triggers the amygdala.
Which is basically your brain's fear center, right? So it just hits the panic button.
It is actually way worse than a panic button. It is a systemic shutdown of logic.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the amygdala physically suppresses the prefrontal cortex, which is where you do all your rational forward thinking. Think of your brain like a car engine.
Okay.
When it senses it's overheating, the internal computer artificially limits the RPMs so you don't destroy the engine. The amygdala does the exact same thing to your financial risk taking.
So it artificially limits your vision.
Exactly. You literally become blind to profitable data or new opportunities because your brain is only scanning for immediate threats.
That is fascinating. So I guess that is why you chose the quote you did from Ayn Rand. Money is only a tool. It will take you wherever you wish, but it will not replace you as the driver.
Precisely. You are reminding your brain that you are in control of the vehicle. You're forcing the prefrontal cortex back online.
Telling the amygdala the environment is safe.
Right, which turns off that RPM limiter.
Okay, so how do we make sure this new programming actually sticks for you guys listening? We've talked about neuroplasticity before, but repetition is the physical mechanism for that, right?
It is. That is why your three times a day ritual, reviewing these codes, quotes, and distills, is completely non-negotiable as you finish up this module today.
Yeah, do not skip it.
And sleep is the critical biological state where those new neural pathways solidify. So tonight, make sure you do your bedtime question one last time for this section.
And actually, because we are wrapping up another module, tonight is when you add a really powerful mental hack back into your bedtime routine.
Oh, right, the transition statement.
Yeah. Right after your question, you need to state out loud, I can't wait to start the next chapter's work tomorrow. I am excited about the discoveries it will lead me to.
Setting that intention primes your brain for week 15, where we tackle a pretty tough law. Always keep your word, especially when doing so is difficult.
But before we wrap up today, we really need to acknowledge what you're doing here.
Absolutely.
You have spent 14 weeks systematically tearing down and rebuilding your cognitive biases. That requires a level of rigorous introspection most people will actively avoid their entire lives.
It is a rare milestone, and you only have 2 weeks left in this program. The foundation is set. Now it is time to build on it.
So get ready to finish strong.
Yeah, the heavy lifting is done. So consider this tonight. If your brain has physically rewired itself over these past 14 weeks, removing those artificial limiters, what hidden wealth-building opportunities will you instinctively notice tomorrow that you were completely blind to yesterday?